Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This is Stone bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Marcos Jacobo is here. He's born in Brazil, naturalized American citizen now. He's been here for 20 years. He's a father. He's an entrepreneur. He's a business owner. He's become independently wealthy, carving out his way, making his way in the American marketplace. And you know what's interesting about this, Marcos, and then I want to get on the gig economy topic in a second, but you did all that while people around you who were born in America were whining that there was no opportunity left for them. You saw them, you know them, don't you?
Yes, you're totally right. So I remember when I got here, my main goal was to make $800 a week. And I felt like when I accomplished that, I would be a millionaire, right? And what I did was I keep jumping from one job to another job to another job and looking at jobs that can pay me $50 more, $100 more a week until I get to the $800 mark. And then when I did that, I didn't look back. I kept going, right? Mm-hmm. And I had the restaurant. Then from the restaurant, I sold my part in the restaurant, moved to Florida, and then I started working for a company called FedEx. Mm-hmm. You probably heard of them, right? And I drove a truck for FedEx for 14 years. I had
14 years.
14 years. So in 2000, wow. I started investing in real estate. I work in my second pillar of building wealth.
So while you were driving a truck, you were working on your real estate investments.
Yeah. So I have the restaurant, and if you know the restaurant business, is very slavery.
It's
right?
hard.
So you're married to that thing.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's hard. And I was 23, 24. My partner was going through a divorce. They have to sell the business. So I sold the business, moved to Florida, and I didn't want to run a restaurant.
Right.
So I got a gig working for FedEx, driving a truck.
And you invested in real estate on the side. I want to get you to come back. We're gonna get you back again. We'll talk about this. I want to talk some more about your story because it's an important one. But I want you to comment on the gig economy. This thing that people and folks, in case you don't know what the gig economy is, it's where you carve out jobs. So you're basically a sole proprietor. Doing your own thing, an Uber driver, a Lyft driver, is a gigger, somebody who builds your website from their, you know, from a home office is a gigger, those kinds of things, right, Marcos?
That's correct. And let me tie it up this within my arrival in the United States in 1998. There has been never, ever a better structure in a better time. Become entrepreneur and take advantage of the gig economy. The workforce is changing. 25% of the jobs that existed today will disappear in the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a lot of transition going on from a regular 9-to-5 job into the gig economy where you can become your own boss. You can mm-hmm. work in your own terms.
You got to be able to. Well, I wrote an article this week. My column this week, Marcos, is about how you price that kind of a product. How you price your personal services, and if you think wages instead of pricing, then you're always going to be working behind the eight ball. You're always going to be working for somebody else all the time. But if you can't think of the way you what you deliver to people as a product that has to be priced with all the expenses loaded into it, if you think about wages instead of pricing, you're never going to get ahead. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I think you're right on, but we can go a little bit deeper into that discussion. And I think the big problem is that when people transition from the regular job, right, from the employment mentality into the gig economy, they come with a very, I'll say, shallow and narrow perspective. because the only way they can compute and see is like, I'm going to trade my hours, right? That's what
right.
That's the only thing I can leverage.
Right.
So if I have an extra 5 hours a week, I'm going to Uber 5 hours. How much more money can I make? And every time you leverage time, right, you limit it because there's just, you know,
there's only so
many hours
in
a week. So
there's only so much of it. Yeah.
So the idea is you need to transition when you come to the gig world, to the gig economy. You need to leave the employment mentality behind it, and you need to come with an entrepreneurship mind and understand
yes.
that although you're the only one that can drive an Uber for a couple of hours, but you have an amazing platform that.
But you have to realize that that's your business. It's your business.
Well, it's not your business
right.
if you're the only one driving. People mistake that.
I know,
right?
I understand, but still, if you go out on your own in any way, fashion, or form, you must have a business owner mentality, not a part-time seller of hours mentality. What do you think? Last thoughts.
That's correct. That's the beginning of it.
Yes.
But anybody that has a business, think about this. I think the word business is misconception, right? So if you have a business and you're a small business owner and your business depends on you to open up the doors tomorrow, that's not a business. You have a better job.
You got to have leverage. You got to leverage other resources. Hey, Marcus, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back?
For sure. Anytime.
Right. We'll get you back again. Marcus Jacober, ladies and gentlemen, put his name together and put a .com on the end and you'll find him online. We'll get him back another.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.